Brought to you by Make Fun Network.
Welcome to the top 5 of death, where listeners vote and everyone dies. Listen and die.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Top 5 of Death. I'm your host, Matt. Didn't think of a middle name this week, Bistany. That's okay. I'm here with Buff Chick Dip Will, who was here last week, so he's a bit of old news. But joining us back from the dead is Charles Not Chucky. Hello, Charles Not Chucky. How are you?
Yo, it's me. I'm back from vacation, I guess.
Was it a vacation?
Kind of.
How many miles
yeah,
you run?
Yeah. What kind of vacation is this?
What did I run?
You went to Iran?
40-some miles?
40-some miles?
Dude, I ran all over Bangor, Maine, which is not hard to do. It really is not.
That's a waste of a vacation. That's not true. I probably walk. Oh, I mean, how long were you there for?
I was there from Friday to the following Sunday. So it is, again, it's not hard. Time. It's not hard to, you can walk all of Bangor in a day and maybe less.
Yeah. I mean, you can walk
the all city of, proper, I should say. City proper.
You can walk all over Boston in like half a day. That's a major city.
Yeah, but I feel like you could, like, Bangor is one major street and nice. half of it's full of homeless people and drug addicts.
I wonder what their leadership's like. I probably can guess.
I actually don't know. On my runs, I saw several couples, drug addict couples fighting. And then
fighting? Or fucking?
Fighting. I would have preferred to see them fucking because it made me uncomfortable. Because two times, the female yelled at me as I was passing. And I'm like, nope. I'm not. Yep.
We know
not
how
me.
You feel about females.
You better not be in the way of my run.
I was on the other side of the street, and I am not getting into it with drug addicts. So
that's where it draws the line.
Yeah. And then I also, on a beautiful morning run on the waterfront, I saw a guy starting to shoot up, saw me running, and then went like, oh, like just decided to pull his jacket over himself like he wasn't about to shoot up. I was like, this is a weird dystopian run I'm having right now.
Yeah, I just like to point out to everyone listening is you don't have to tolerate that, everybody. You can, you know, voting mad, just vote those, just fucking get them out of here. Shit, put them on a fucking raft and send them into the water. Like, just get them out of here. You don't have to tolerate that. No matter what people tell you, no matter how they maybe emotionally blackmail you into feeling bad for them, you don't have to tolerate it. There's no reason that like this should be such an issue. And I get it. It's an issue, and it needs to be addressed 100%. It is a bad problem. It's a very bad problem.
It's a growing issue in Bangor, which is weird because it's not a big population.
It's everywhere. It's literally everywhere. And you would, I'd probably say, I mean, arguably, it's probably more of a direct threat to this country than anything else. And all we do is just fucking hand over fist send money to fucking countries that don't even fucking really matter in the grand scheme of things. But anyway, Will, how are you?
You know what we should do is you take the street sweepers, take those little bristles off and replace them with saw blades.
Hell yeah.
Problem solved.
Just have an old janitor with like a weak little water pressure hose just washing it all down the drains. Like, oh, just got to clean it up. Got a bit of a mess,
New York.
But I'm doing well. I hung out last weekend, like I mentioned, with the Target Demo K-Funk. We watched the New England Free Jacks win the Major League Rugby Championship.
Do you have a hat
second
now?
Year. I got this when I first went to the game.
Oh. This guy's a diehard.
Yeah, dude.
I'll have to let my wife know. Like, you don't want any questions about rugby, you ask Will.
Yep. I will tell you some things.
They played and I was there.
But it was a good event. Otherwise, pretty slow week. How about you, Matt?
I made some more progress on my what initially was just a setup for podcasting and has become a room rearrangement, which has now spurred into a house turnover. But some progress was made. I got like, you can't see it on our camera, but I have like some stuff set up to the right and left of me. It's like my Overwatch statues that I've never got, you know, put in the storage. I got my favorite Jason Voorhees figure. I got a new Xbox controller, which was nice. Ooh. They now sell the Elite Core Xbox controller, which is basically just the Elite without, it doesn't come with like the paddles or the buttons to change over. It's just like the everything else. But
why is it called the Elite? I don't know what that means.
So it's like a fancy controller. You can adjust like the tension on the sticks. You can there's two different D-pads you can swap between. They're all the like the things are basically hot swappable. They have like different on the thumbsticks you can use different they have different heights in things like that and like it's but on the Elite proper, it also has these extra four paddle buttons on the underside of the controller that you can map to different buttons. So like you don't have to take your thumb, like if there's something you need to do in a game and to like minimize moving a thumb from, you know, one button to the next, you can just in your hand not, you know, do what you need to do. It's pretty sweet. I like it. But the Elite controllers, they're really not the best made structural controllers. This is like my third one I've had to buy. Just because. But the cool thing is with the Core that they sell now, it's a little cheaper because it doesn't have like all the switchable stuff. But if you already owned the other controller before, you don't need to buy it. You just pop them off and put them on the Core one. So I'm back up to full Elite controller status. So that was nice. Let's see what else for me. Not a whole lot. Been a little down this week, to be perfectly honest. A little black pilled, if you will. I've just been coming to terms with the reality of the world, and it's like kind of like bumming me out. So I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't even know what to do anymore. But I don't know. Maybe we'll turn it around. We'll have to see what happens. Basically, I just the short and sweet of it is like from like my WrestleMania of events on the presidential election to just witness in like extreme real time a person go from worst approval ratings in Joe Biden and the worst vice president in history and someone who didn't make it to the first primary and got toasted and didn't get 1% of the vote and got no delegates, to go from that to what is apparently happening now just through media construct and has not answered one question from a reporter and has yet to put any policy positions on her website. We're going on 20 days in. And see the support that she's getting. I've just kind of lost faith in people. They're just stupid NPC idiots, and it's like the world we live in, and it is like genuinely to me kind of concerning. So I've just been like a little like black pilled on the whole thing. It's like you could listen, support Kamala Harris, but you gotta fucking tell me why. And you can't be because she's not Trump. That's not a good reason. It's a reason. It's not a good reason. Mm-hmm. And it's just terrifying to me, to be perfectly honest. It's just crazy. So I'm hoping that it's all fake AstroTurf like propaganda shit and like it just doesn't turn out in reality. And I'm hoping like it dies down when she does kind of get pressed on things because she's like an actual cackling Looney Tune. but I don't know. We'll see. We'll just see what happens. But at this point, I was just like, watching like these like rallies and also she is having like these big musical acts there too, which might have a part of it, but it's certainly presenting as like, oh wow, look at all this like momentum behind her. And it's like, how or why? It's scary. It's just scary.
As much as I would like to disagree with you, I actually don't, because I am well,
you're a rational human being.
She doesn't have anything behind her. I think it's funny though. She picked her VP candidate, which I was more interested in because I'm like, there's a lot of good options. They could like who, because it's who they're going to push next, like who's next in line. When she picked Tim Walz, which I was shocked by because I didn't even think about it. I really thought it was going to be Pete, Arizona's senator, or the Pennsylvania or Kentucky guy.
Shapiro.
Yeah, so when she picked him, I was like, why does he seem more like a better candidate, like for president?
He's not, he's a socialist. He's a far left socialist. He's weird.
It is weird.
The whole thing's weird, but he's annoying. He's a governor from Michigan. He oversaw the fucking George Floyd riots.
Minnesota.
Yeah. He oversaw that. Other thing too is like everyone has baggage, right? No one's like coming into this clean. Mm-hmm. And like that could be like a thing for whatever, but for me to like that whole thing to happen, and he's just on record signing a lot of like very left ideological bills. He's just a very far left person. That's just too far left for me to be comfortable with. But at least the dude has a record. So I mean, you could be like, I support him because of these things. You'd be like, well, I don't agree with anything you said, but at least those are things.
Yeah.
So a step above Kamala, in my opinion, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of what I was getting at.
It's wild. It's real wild. And also like, man, I feel like the Trump base is just like fracturing. They lost their fucking collective minds because like Joe Rogan didn't even endorse JFK. He was just like, I like him the best. And people
which
like went out.
Shouldn't be shocking at all.
No, by the way. Anyone who like listens to Joe Rogan, that's not like a new thing.
I don't listen to him anymore, but I was like, yeah, why wouldn't he's always pushed third party? Like,
yeah, always, but, yeah. Yeah. But it's crazy. But like people are like flipping out because I don't know. It's just like it's the woke right is what it is. They just act the same exact way. And then everyone else who's like me, they're like, well, congratulations, you've become everything you hate. So you fucking ding dongs. So awesome. So now I'm just like, not that like I was like on board with like them anyway, but I was like, you know, it seems to at least be some solidification. But that's the problem. Someone put it the best is Dems will win because they're a cult and they march in lockstep no matter what. Proof positive being they're all getting behind someone who has no positions and was not popular 6 weeks ago. And they all just on a dime went, this is a person we support now. And they said, yes. You know, the whole vote blue no matter who mantra is real. They don't think past that. They're like I said last week, they're just 98% are just low information voters who are afraid to be called like the other, right? They're afraid to be called. They're like they successfully message the whole like conservative right are just racist bigots, which is like, yeah, maybe in like the 90s, but that was like almost 30 years ago. It's just like and no one likes, and even people that vote for Trump don't like Republicans. People don't like Republicans on that side. It's not a Republican thing. It's basically just an answer to the push of the far left and like a populist movement. But I don't know. It's just crazy. So this week's I've just been like, everything I watch, I'm like, this sucks. This sucks. This absolutely sucks. So yeah, been a little down, waiting for something to change my feeling at the moment, but just a little downtrodden here. But if again, like I said last week, and no one said boo, but anyone wants to tell me what the reason for their support of Kamala Harris based on her policies specifically, I'd love to hear them. I've been like listening to her speeches. She's good at saying a whole lot of nothing in a long time, which is like a very good political skill.
She's a good mouthpiece. Like she can go out there and talk, but
she can go out there and talk with a teleprompter. When she gets pressed, she very much falls apart, which I think is why they're shielding her from any questions or anything, because they want to basically just establish such a support behind her that when she inevitably goes out and makes those huge gaffes, people are like, they've already decided that like, I'm just voting for Kamala. I don't care. It's like the world stops when they make their decision. Like nothing will happen between now and November, which is true. So, I mean, it sucks. I feel like Republicans and conservatives win on issues and Dems win on messaging and getting votes. And that's what wins elections ultimately. Like Republicans win arguments and Dems get votes.
You're hitting right on like one of my major gripes. Like whenever we hit a whenever we get the government gripe episode, that's one of mine. Like
it's basically just like a game to be like
it's a both parties, game it. They just
yeah.
So I don't know. I don't want to air out like one of my one my number one.
Don't
number
save two, it. Save it for right the gripes. The government gripe should be the election special.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what we'll do. We'll save government gripes for November.
We'll go live and just monitor what's happening. Oh, man, I'm sure it'll bring in so many viewers.
Two, maybe.
which party? We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just want to be there for that inevitable overnight spike that is going to happen. And go, oh, it happened again. Quite crazy.
Well, yeah, that's because the Democrats go vote when they get out of work, unlike them lazy fucking Republicans.
Is this like Mirrorville? Is this like Mirror Town? That's why all those riots are Dem left riots, because they don't have fucking jobs and the other people don't riot because they're busy. But I don't know. All those riots of those suit clad farming people.
What?
That's my point. They don't
have liberal ass farmers.
This rutabaga is a they them.
Non-binary.
This rutabaga identifies as a potato. But anyway, so let's flip the script and we'll pull me out of my death spiral mm-hmm. here. Will, you won last week? You did. I checked because I actually was going to write a death.
Yeah, can you give me a second? I lost my death.
Oh. Yeah, that's fine. Well, you know what? While you're looking for it, Sam's on the road. He is going to... What is he on the road for, like a year and a half or something insane?
All the way to December, I think. Because I guess that's since I'm going to be working on their show, it's going to be all the way to December. I think they have like a month break somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, so he's got like the Starlink set up. So he's going to join us hopefully next week, he said. Mm-hmm. We'll see. He's a busy guy. They're doing big things. I'm just waiting for him to get on it so I can just get him to... I don't know, be associated with me in some way and cancel their whole project. I'm not supporting those bigots. Yes. Yes.
We'll just start picking problematic episodes.
Hell yeah, I'm here for it.
Yeah, they're currently, I think they just left Illinois based on following their posts on Facebook.
I want him to share his iPhone location with me so I can just map him around the world. Will, you find your death?
No, I think I lost the whole fucking thing.
That's okay.
How does this happen?
Hold on.
I've always wondered this. Like, did BWK ever actually delete his list, or did he just never have it?
Who knows with him?
I was always surprised by that in the early episodes. Like, oh, I deleted my list. I'm like, how? That takes like three clicks to get there.
To be perfectly honest, like, towards the tail end of our relationship, when I kind of like figured out that he kind of lies a lot, I would be surprised. I caught him in towards the end when he stopped talking to me, it's basically like when I called him out on two very blatant lies that I was like, why'd you tell me this if that wasn't true? And he basically just told me to shut up. It's okay. That's fine.
Well, while Will's having ChatGPT write his death.
That's what I was going to do. I was going to do it right now. I was going to say, you got it? Is it a ChatGPT one?
No, I had to go through.
Hold on. While you do that. All right, that's fine. Recovery?
Jesus. I restarted without saving it.
All right. Do you have your list at hand?
Yeah.
Can you tell me, just give me your guys who real quick.
Oh, from last week.
Yeah, do you remember what it is?
Yes, I do. It was number 5, way too into pedophile catching videos guy.
Oh god, it's gonna get me flagged.
Bumper sticker guy.
Bumper sticker guy.
The emotional drunk.
Emotional drunk.
The guy who refers to you as boss or chief. And the overzealous receipt checker.
All right. You read your death. I'm gonna ChatGPT another death, and then read it after yours and see if it's better than the one you're about to give.
Fuck you! When does second place get to do their own?
Not so much second place. It's more just
also last.
Matt Prime. Also last. That's right. It's only two people.
All right. Here we go. As our fearless leader, Matt, aged into a far right-wing curmudgeon, he began phasing into being the exact things he hated. Floundering his family income on lottery tickets, drumming on the counter of McDonald's while asking questions like, "What comes on a Big Mac?" Farting at funerals, then shouting, "Must have been the pate," to no applause. All the things that he had previously hated. This led to both his anal and oral flatulence, causing his wife to change the locks and acquire a restraining order on him for the well-being and protection of the children. Down on his luck, he went to his only friend left, Anoop at the corner store. Matt played his numbers, the usual two ways up and down with a parlay kicker on Tuesday night, 11:30, and 3 megabucks ipso factoed. Oh, and let me get that big bottle of triple sec, Anoop. Fuck it all. "But Matt, you don't just drink..." "Shut up, Anoop," cutting him off. I know I'm straight edge, but I've lost it all at this point, so why the hell not?" Anoop shrugged and handed Matt his lottery tickets, liquor, and cucumber.
Hold on, time out. Don't you say Anoop?
Anoop.
Like Anoop Shannon Anderdan from school?
Like that, sure.
I've talked about him on the show before. And we went to the same school. Did you know Anoop Shannon Anderdan?
That's a very common name, Matt.
Anoop Shannon Anderdan.
I know of him. I knew of another Anoop as well.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to get confirmation in the zeitgeist history of Top 5 Death. That person is real, and I forgot that we and Will went to the same school, so Anoop Shannon Anderdan is a real person. Please continue.
Anoop Shannon Anderdan from the corner store.
Shannon Anderdan.
So Matt left the store. He drank the entire bottle of orange liqueur and woke up in the gutters outside of Jacques' Cabaret in Boston. He felt a tickle in his posterior and turned to see a rat gnawing on the half-protruding cucumber. Matt dislodged the cucurbit and pulled his phone out to check the live feed of the weekly lottery drawings. First number. Number one. Yes. Number two. Yes. Our third number. Number three. Oh, man. And our fourth number. Number four. Oh, holy shit. Here we go. And here's the bonus ball. Five. Yes. I won! I'm a multi-millionaire! Take that, family! He shouted into the sky as a car ran through a nearby puddle, drenching him. Over the next 2 months, Matt began living a lavish lifestyle only a douchebag could appreciate. He bought a cigarette boat and adorned it with giant Trump and thin blue line regalia, became addicted to drinking triple sec on a daily basis, and crying into his pillow at night. He even referred to everybody as boss and chief when he spoke to them. Matt took on the righteous cause of catching pedophiles and starting his own YouTube channel. He used his boat to entrap the perverts where he would humiliate them, where they had nowhere to run. He generated a huge fan base on his channel for his efforts, and life was good until he entrapped a potential pedo and began the typical bullying and hazing behavior his audience craved. But this pedophile was no ordinary fellow. It was none other than Ken Shamrock, who snapped and beat the ever-living shit out of Matt until his pulse had ceased. Shamrock then pulled out a fancy little dress from his satchel and dressed Matt up before taking him to Pound Town. Once he met completion, Ken Shamrock discarded Matt's corpse into the ocean and returned the boat to Matt's estranged family along with all his lottery winnings. This was a ratings monster for the latest episode of the Ken Shamrock series, To Catch a Predator Catcher, Fuck Them and Then Throw Them in the Ocean. Ken Shamrock won an Emmy for this episode.
Good for Ken Shamrock. Is his sister still hot?
I have no idea. Beat that, ChatGPT.
All right, I got one. You ready? All right, here you go. In the neon-lit town of Crestwood, where romance always seemed to flutter through the air like a misplaced love letter, there existed a dark secret known only to a few. One of them was Will, the town's unassuming mechanic with a habit of drifting into trouble. On a fateful Friday night, the tension in Crestwood was palpable, like a prelude to a tragic sonnet. The town's very own Guy, a man with a fervent obsession for criminal-catching beat-up videos, was pacing outside Walmart, his eyes glued to his phone as he searched for the latest viral clip. His excitement, however, was soon to be overshadowed by something far more sinister. in the fluorescent lighting of the Walmart parking lot, the guy with too many bumper stickers, whose car was plastered with every imaginable slogan, was arguing with an overzealous receipt checker. The checker, with his scanner perpetually at the ready, was scrutinizing every item with the intensity of a detective on the brink of a breakthrough. "Boss, I swear those socks... I swear I bought those socks here," the guy protested, his voice tinged with irritation as the checker waved him off. Meanwhile, in the dimly lit corner of the parking lot, the emotional drunk guy leaned against his car, tears streaming down his cheeks as he clutched a half-empty bottle of whiskey. His sobs were a stark contrast to the violence brewing beneath the surface. And there, standing amidst it all, was the guy who referred to everyone as boss or chief. He was the orchestrator of the night's grim performance, his eyes glinting with a malevolent plan as he looked at Will, who had wandered into the scene, blissfully unaware of the impending danger. "Evening, Chief," the guy greeted, his voice smooth like silk. "Care to join the party?" Will, caught off guard, was about to reply when Guy, with his phone still recording, realized the moment had come. The emotional drunk guy, lost in his own despair, was an accidental witness to the unfolding drama. As a guy with too many bumper stickers argued futilely with the receipt checker, the tension reached its peak. The guy who called everyone boss or chief made his move, a swift and merciless action that left Will gasping, the light fading from his eyes like a candle snuffed out too soon. In the aftermath, as the Walmart parking lot fell silent, the scene was left imprinted in the memories of those present. Guy's video, now a dark testament to a night of twisted romance and betrayal, circulated through the town. The emotional drunk guy, his sorrow now mingled with guilt, stumbled away, while the guy with too many bumper stickers finally drove off, his stickers fluttering like forlorn dreams. The receipt checker, ever vigilant, remained oblivious to the deeper tragedy that had occurred under his watchful gaze. Crestwood, with its haunting charm, would never be the same again. It's pretty good.
That was good.
A little wordy and almost no Ken Shamrock, but it's pretty good. Hold on, I might have to start using that because I just keep winning and I'm running a little dry on ideas here.
Wow.
I'm telling it to add Ken Shamrock to the story. let's see. Hold on. Oh, this is like a whole new story. I'll just read this one paragraph. The confrontation escalated quickly. Ken's unmatched skill and raw power turned the tide. Will, caught in the crossfire, gasped at the life faded from his eyes in the tragic culmination of a night filled with twisted fate. I think ChatGPT thinks Ken Shamrock is part of the Hardy Boys with the Twisted Fate reference.
I was going to say, it should have been an ankle lock.
I know. Yeah. That's funny. Man, ChatGPT is the best. We should just do a top five AI funny funds.
Yeah.
All right, what are we talking about this week? The Olympics are going on, right? So we're doing top five. What is it, Will, since you're the winner?
Yeah, you know, in spirit of the Olympics that we've all been totally encapsulated with. We're looking at the top five events we'd like to see in the Olympics.
Holy shit. I just got a text from my wife.
Yep.
She sent me an image of a movie that's supposedly coming out November 2024, which makes zero sense because I haven't heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
This must be fake. Is Tom Hiddleston reprising the role of Gareth from Labyrinth? This has to be fake.
Did she get this text from Kevin Weaver? Or the
she fucking better not have. You better not have my wife's number. No, that can't be right.
Tom Hiddleston Labyrinth.
Is it
this
real?
You're not sending an
immediate no.
I don't see anything solid that says that's real.
Okay, yeah, it just right. It looks like, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, I don't know. I like Tom Hiddleston, but Labyrinth is so good.
Well, I do too, but he's not David Bowie.
No.
Yeah.
It's reported on change.org.
Oh.
Change. Oh.
I know that would strike a nerve with you, but it's a legitimate site. Oh, this is like a GoFundMe. This is fake.
Just have him fund it himself if he wants to make it. all right. Yeah. So we're doing the Olympics. So what are we doing?
Yes. The top five Olympic events we'd like to see. So all things that are not currently events, but
should be.
Should be. Absolutely, okay. Without question.
All right. Great. Okay. Who will, you can pick the order since you are the victor.
We will hand a healthy welcome back gift to Charles here.
Hey. Oh,
great. All right. My number five is, y'all ever heard of the caber toss?
Yeah. The big trees.
Yeah. The Scottish event where they hurl those logs. I want to see shit like that in the Olympics.
Yep.
I think that'd be sick, cool. Even though Scotland is not a recognized country. I think the caber toss would be pretty cool to see. See just a bunch of, like, I mean, you could just throw it on the track and field because they already throw a whole bunch of other shit on there. So
it's not much different than, say, shot put.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, but it's way cooler.
Yeah, it's way cooler. Just holding a big, like, 10-foot tree and just yelling. I feel like this would be a cool event to see. And who would win? I don't know. Some probably, like, thick northern European country would probably win it. Someone from, like, Norway or something. You know, where all those, like, big hosses come from.
What about corn-fed south United States?
Based on recently watching, the hammer throw and shit like that.
Yeah.
Apparently Canada is just, like, wrecking house in these, really? In these events for some reason. So
they're raised on maple syrup.
Yeah. I don't think the what that being said, I saw someone posted on Reddit that there was one of the Canadian weightlifters in between reps was drinking maple syrup. Like, is this a real is this real?
I love that.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the caber toss would be, like, ruled by, like, you know, people from Norway or Finland who just have all consonants in their name.
Now, this is an event. This is part of, like, they call it the Highland Games. Is that right?
Yeah.
And they have, like, a keg toss and all that crazy throwing your wife for distance kind of thing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Got to pick
part
the right
of the Scottish Highland Games.
That's cool.
But yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool. Pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I once threw a big tree like that.
Oh, you didn't.
Yes.
I fucking didn't.
I was up camping fourth iron and I cut down a tree. Okay.
Yeah.
And I didn't cut it down. I found it and I carried it back to site and then I threw it over to the wood pile and it landed on my dog. And the dog ran around the whole campsite like in a cartoon with his ass on fire going, oh, rah, rah. And it ruined the night.
Good.
I didn't mean to hit him.
That's a good pick. Yep. Thanks for that admission of guilt, Will. Who's next?
I'll hit next. All right, number five is slot machine tournaments. I don't know if you guys have seen these videos of the elderly people at casinos playing slot machine tournaments.
No, I've seen it.
Which is essentially them just sitting there hitting the button like zombies just as fast as they can. The amount of skill is like 0.0001. But we got to start getting our senior citizens more involved in the Olympics. You know, there's not too many elderly people there. And I think that's a shame.
Well, that's because the oldest people at the Olympics are like 30 years old.
Yeah, but think how much, you know, a 68-year-old, you know, retired woman in a nursing home could use that, you know, $3,000 bonus money from winning a gold medal.
Yeah. What, just throw it all away on more slot machines?
Yeah.
Just penny slots the whole way.
Well, I think that would be fun. I mean, you get it down a head-to-head, you get the split screen going.
What slot machine would you be playing? Like Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones? I never played that one. There's a lot of the Buffalo one is good. Yeah. The Hotspot one. I'm always partial to Wheel of Fortune myself. Got to spin the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And who do you think would win this? What country?
As far as countries, this would definitely be China.
Oh,
I don't know if you've been to casinos, but they are loaded with Chinese people.
Yeah, but I mean, they march their elderly into a mountain. Who are they going to send?
Only the ones who can't just tap with their finger fast enough.
Just tap, yeah.
And then they become trees.
It's a beautiful story.
It's beautiful. It's way better than what we do here. We'll let them die in a stinky room.
Just wither alone.
Yeah.
That made me sad. Let's move on.
Matt, yeah, reality's sad. All right, I'll go. My number five Olympic event that I'd like to see is creative racism. This would be a an event that goes the entire length of the Olympics and is always going on. So basically, it's who can be the most racist in the most creative of ways. I think the South Koreans have a one up on everybody. And yeah, I'd like to see it. I'd like to check in once in a while to be like, oh, a new development in the creative racism category. And basically just like, I don't know, someone from Mexico, during the food course, right? Just like putting his finger in like some guy from India's food, just shit like that. Like, wow.
You got to keep in mind though, South Korea and North Korea, they go to the Olympics as one unit.
Do they?
What?
Yeah.
How? They don't.
Yes, they do. You fucking uncultured swine.
No, they listen. Don't.
They're counted as two different countries.
You're absolutely wrong about this. It's true. And
let me ask my friend,
why am I looking
GPT?
At the South Korean medal count right now?
They perform together, and they were taking pictures of each other. So they're probably all going to get murdered.
They don't perform as one unit. They took a photo together.
Yeah,
the North Korean team and the South Korean team.
Yeah, and that photo you can see if you watch the photo ceremony, you can see the North Koreans whisper in the air and be like, "Save me, take me with you."
Okay. Well, they have in the past. Maybe it's changed.
Oh, here we go. Here comes the moving of the goalpost.
Classic of the goalpost. Classic. The women's ice hockey team in 2018 were a joint effort.
They don't have ice in Korea. That's a well-known fact.
But warm drinks.
That's it. You can't have ice in Korea. They don't believe in it. They think it's witchcraft to change water into ice.
North Korea.
Little known fact.
Yeah.
Six medals in this Olympics. Zero gold.
Have they ever won gold in anything?
I don't know, probably.
Assassinations.
No, there's no assassinations in there. There's no need for them. Don't do anything in secret. But yeah, that's my number five is creative racism. I think South Korea takes a gold. They're very racist.
I never knew that.
The Asian Dave Chappelle has a whole bit on it. Like, Asian people hate other Asian people.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Isn't he married to an Asian woman? I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh.
And she hates other Asian people. That's like he thought the whole joke was like, he's like, I am Korean. Do I look Chinese? He's like, yeah, motherfucker, you do. It's a good bit.
Yeah. It is.
All right.
Charles, number four. Yeah.
Yeah. My number four would be the introduction of stand-up paddleboard racing and whitewater events.
Yo, why has it got to be whitewater?
Because, I don't know. There's a creative racist joke in there.
Yeah, that's right. That's part of the game. Someone changes whitewater to be, I don't know. Let's see. Insert colored water here. Well, I think I just did it right there.
It's not black water. It's Jamaican water.
Jamaican water. I'm not Jamaican anything.
Currently in Paris, it's brown water because that water is full of poopy.
Yeah, what's wrong with that, man?
The main river in Paris? I don't know.
The Olympics are an actual like punishment to host them for whoever does it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing good has ever come in the aftermath of hosting the Olympics, I think, and almost anywhere.
That's why they are currently now just reusing old places. Like,
makes more sense.
They're not going to new ones. They're just using the old infrastructure.
Isn't it supposed to be in LA next year? Next time? Isn't it supposed to be?
2028 is the next Summer Olympics, and I cannot imagine that's going to be great.
Yeah, that's like a logistical nightmare.
LA is going to be awful.
Right,
I remember but at Boston least was bidding it.
Yeah, I know.
It was going to be a three-city thing. So it was supposed to be, I think, Boston, New York, and D.C., or it was Boston, Philadelphia, and D.C. All I know is D.C. was part of it, and I was like, where? where the fuck are we going to put that?
Exactly.
I don't know.
We currently don't even have a stadium for our football team, technically.
Shit like that drives me nuts, too, right? Like, let's say, this. Here's what's going to happen, right? The Olympics are happening in L.A. in 2028. Guess what won't be a problem in California come 2028? The fucking homeless. Mm-hmm. They'll figure it out one way or another, but they're not going to have it going on when they, just like when Xi visited. They cleaned everything up. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck, man? Like, why can't you just... Sorry, not to get back into it, but like, why can't the fucking government take care of the fucking American people? Like, it just drives me fucking crazy. You obviously can do it. You just did it. And then you just like, well, once like Xi leaves, like, eh, fuck it, let it become just fucking a shithole again. Sucks, yeah. Man.
But yeah.
You don't hate, you don't hate the government enough, is basically what I'm saying.
Fill your heart with hate.
Fill it with hate. Do it.
Doesn't help they also made what? The Supreme Court made it justifiable that they homeless people can't sleep outside or something like that? It's against...
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate
that.
It's
illegal? Well, no, it's illegal for them right. to sleep outside.
Oh, like, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Then where do we have them sleep? So, yeah.
I don't care. Not my problem.
But stand-up paddleboarding.
Yeah, I can't swim, so I don't want to do this.
Yeah, stand-up paddleboarding... I feel like this would be dominated by the Australians, because why not? Anything out in the water, they're probably great at.
Stand up on my board.
We have like kayak racing. We have all these other ones. Throw stand up paddle boarding, and I mainly just want to watch the white water event, because I want to watch someone, to quote Will's written version of anybody doing white water stuff, like especially going through the gates, which is just whoa, 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 whoa. I want to see that, but I want to see someone trying to stay standing up on a board just as they're going down this like rushing water. But, yeah.
Have you ever stood up paddleboard, Charles? Seems like something you'd do.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty decent at it.
Go white represent water, the U.S.
No. Yeah. Hey, I'll go stand up paddleboard racing. That is actually a thing.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
That's like speed walking on water.
Yeah.
It's a visual bit, you know, for everyone else to see. It's just, it's literally the same motion over and over.
We didn't talk about it. We were saving it for the show, but Charles, you have a gripe with a recent news event?
Yo. Oh, so, yeah. For all our CrossFit fans we have definitely listening, they had their first ever death at the CrossFit Games Thursday morning. A guy drowned close to the finish line. Once that happened, they immediately stopped and took down their live stream. They couldn't report on whose body it was, but everybody kind of knew what it was. And then an hour later, they pulled the body out of the water, which is like me and my fiance, I've done one half Ironman. She's done two half Ironmans. When you go into a swim, there are lifeguards everywhere. They are all over the place. They're ready to check on you. The minute like you're stopped in the water, just kind of floating there, they will immediately check on you. This guy was near the end. He was probably like 20 yards off the shore. Two lifeguards right near him, off to the sides, maybe, again, 20 to 30 feet from him. And he's clearly struggling. He's coming to stop a certain amount of time. He's just kind of bobbing there. And then... he just disappears under the water and never comes back up. Spectators on the shore were having a problem. Like, apparently spectators were trying to get into the water to go after this guy. Neither of the lifeguards went for it, apparently. They just kind of sat there and they're like, oh, we couldn't save him. What?
I saw the video. He was right there. Yeah.
It's in our Discord. There's two of them right there.
Yeah.
And it's outrageous. I hope.
Did they recover the body?
Yeah, they recovered it an hour later.
Was he in good shape?
You know, he was dead, but he looked pretty jacked still.
Ripped in the afterlife, dude.
I hope his family sues the CrossFit Games and all the sponsors below. Go after it.
So that was my question is.
Yeah.
Do they not like basically sign their life away to compete in these events? Or is it one of those like. They do, but it doesn't really fucking make a difference in a case like this.
So every obstacle race I've done, I have signed a waiver that like waives my like in case something happens to me type thing. They can't protect it can't, that just that waiver can't protect them, to be honest. I think it's one of those things that, like, in case something happens, those people who don't know that you can still sue them will just be like, oh, I guess we're stuck. They just died in that event. Now, when there's clearly people who are supposed to be lifeguards and they don't do shit, I would be going after them. And I hope those lifeguards also lose their licenses.
Yeah, I think this would fall under gross negligence. So
yes,
that waiver would be out the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, that's like,
and also, there's a reason in a triathlon you swim first and then bike and then run. You don't bike, swim, or run to swim. You swim first because you don't want to put a fatigued person into a swim.
Right.
This is what happens.
Yeah, he should have practiced swimming to see if he could do it first, though.
Yeah.
Did he not?
But he was 20 yards from the shore. That's what drives me the most crazy.
Yeah.
But that's terrible.
It shouldn't happen. That's a terrible thing.
And they were still holding the rest of the games.
Yeah.
Well, so that day they canceled everything else, and then Friday they picked right back up.
Yeah, it's because CrossFit's a fucking cult.
Yep.
We must cross the fit.
But yeah, that's my major gripe.
This is very funny. So my neighbor across the street, he's not a landscaper, he's a painter, but he has his son outside with I'm guessing is like a new leaf, like backpack leaf blower, because it looks new, and he's like filming him use it. It's like, I don't know if this is like a cute thing or it's just like a punishment thing, but it's just got his like young son out there with this fucking leaf blower. He's just filming him. He's like, that's my boy.
teaching him the craft.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. If I had sons, I'd do the same thing. I have daughters, so I just teach them how to manipulate men into doing it for them. like, here's how I fell for it. Is it my turn or is it?
It's Will.
No, it's,
Oh, yeah, Will.
Hey. Right, my number four, I didn't come up with a great title for this one, but it's Presidents Doing Regular Human Shit. So the representative from each country, the president has to
come out. Yeah.
Yep. And they have to do just chores, like figure out how to use a washer and dryer, do a couple loads of laundry, cook a box of Kraft mac and cheese, mow the lawn, successfully hook up like a Sega Genesis to a CRT TV. And get it right on the right input.
You know, contemporary things like that.
Yeah, I think it would be great to expose who has the fucking most idiotic presidents.
You mean the shit I'd pay to see now? I'd watch a live stream of this.
Can you imagine Donald Trump trying to fucking change an HDMI input?
He's not president.
Past or present, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, maybe it can be like the past president. You pick your best.
I mean, to be fair,
we're sending Obama.
We've seen Trump do the most regular shit out of, I think, anybody in politics ever. The dude took a stunner.
He did take a stunner.
Shit.
He gave Vince McMahon a Luthad's press.
No, he didn't. Did he?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he like runs and like tackles him and like starts pummeling him. I mean, it wasn't good.
No, it wasn't.
then he became... man, the guy who took a stunner and gave Vince McMahon a Luthad's press became president and was such an impactful person that someone tried to assassinate him. This man is the most interesting person in the world.
And his ear grew back in a week. He's like Wolverine.
It was like 2 weeks. And it wasn't that. He got nicked. It wasn't like his ear blew off, regenerating an ear. But, If you zoom out and just say things about Donald Trump and just keep saying things, they amount to an incredible life story. Like, oh, he was in Home Alone 2. It's just like you keep going. And it's just like, regardless of how you feel about him, you just go, this person is he's won life. He has won the human experience. That's it.
You're right. He has done a lot of interesting things, like the innovative idea of installing a second doorway for the low-income people that lived in his apartment buildings. That was brilliant. You know, guy's a problem solver.
Fine with me. At least I have a door.
But anyway, you know, of all the world leaders out there, who do you guys think would be capable in everyday activities?
So based off of what you said?
Yo.
Not Kamala.
No. No. You know what?
Not Biden anymore.
So just, are we picking past?
No. Are we picking past or current?
Just for discussion. Yeah, we'll use whatever. For the actual event, I think it should be whoever's in office.
Current. So yeah, then current. I'm picking either.
I want to see if you're going to pick the same person leaders. I would. Who?
I'm picking either Trudeau or the leader of France. One of those two.
those are my two.
Probably those two, because they are that, or it's going to be somewhat one of those young. Like really young ones. Because there's like what, Norway has a really young prime minister or something like that. Same with New Zealand, but yeah.
So I'm on the same track there.
One of them just got outed real bad. New Zealand, maybe. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, I picked, and I probably butcher the name, but Nayib Bukele from El Salvador.
Oh.
That would be my pick to win the everyday guy games.
Yeah. Yo, El Salvador is fucking ripping it up.
They're putting everyone in jail.
Yes.
Full in on Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And things are improving.
Their country is fucking improving hand over fist. Like you would, people, I think it's like the first time people are immigrating back to El Salvador now that it's safe because they finally
was just like, this guy looks cool.
He's cool. Dude, he called all the members of the Congress and let them all know they're under investigation. He called them all together and goes, here's why I brought you here. You're all crooks and you're all under investigation. Like, dude, that's what I'm fucking talking about. That's what we fucking need here. You don't hate the government enough. El Salvador is a fucking prime example of someone who's like, fuck this place. Coming in and be like, you guys are fucking shit bums. You've been robbing everyone left, right, and center. You're corrupt as fuck, and it's ending now. I'm surprised he's alive, to be perfectly honest. But yeah, he didn't even fuck around. Basically, what he did for like the gang problem didn't matter. He just said, if you're affiliated with the gang in any way, you're going to jail. That was it. And yeah, 100%. That is like that's a tough thing to pull off in the America with our justice system. And I get it. I don't like it on like. I like that it like worked. The process can't really be I'm like so wishy-washy on it, right? Because like you can't ignore the results, but at the same time, it's not a good system because you know it's better 100 guilty men go free, go free than one innocent man go to prison type of deal. But that place,
yeah, and they do deal with that a bit, and it's kind of like as a country they're accepting that sacrifice,
right?
And the guy has like a 95% approval rating.
Yeah, well, people,
damn.
When it comes to it, they go. Their choices are either they deal with that process of imprisonment or they risk having their family killed.
Yeah, they wouldn't go out at night, but nowadays they do.
Yeah, so you're right. The people said, we're willing to make that sacrifice for a safer country, and it's working out for them. So, and then you go to the UK, and they're putting people in prison for Facebook posts. So take that what you will. Some 26-year-old just got sentenced to 3 years and 6 months for a social media post in the UK.
Yep. Well, that's my number four. And I'm going to add a slight bonus content here, too. Did you guys see Jelly Roll chokeslam?
Dude, I just saw that clip. He chokeslammed the shit out of him.
Yeah. I mean, what's his name? Austin?
Oh, Austin Theory?
Austin Theory. I mean, he jumped to the sky and made him look great, but
he sells came out real hard because he did the same thing for Stone Cold.
Of it made Jelly Roll look like a beast.
Yeah. He poor Austin Theory. He got fucked because he was like Vince's guy, and then all that shit happened, and they were like, "Fuck, forget him."
I mean, that's what happens when you probably show Vince McMahon your asshole.
So. Did he do that?
Probably. Oh. That is the theory.
Show me your ass.
Show it to me. Yeah.
All right. I'm up number four. Jesus Christ. We're doing the thing where we go too rambly. Number four for me, kind of in line with my number five, but I think this is like an actual good one. And I'd like to very much watch it, but I think an Olympic event should be comedic roasting.
I almost put this. Yeah. It's a great one.
I figured, Will, you might have it, but comedic roasting I think would be awesome. I think it's ripe for creating tons of international incidents. yep. And I am here for it. But just give me a roast. Send every country sends their best comedian. And then they have at it. They put all the countries in a room just like they would at a roast. And you know, people just do their set.
Roasting is wildly popular these days.
Yeah, I love, man.
Like the Roast Battles show is pretty good. They get a lot. There's so many good comedians out that you haven't even heard of. You know, Kill Tony is basically a roast show, and it's one of the biggest. It's the biggest live YouTube or podcast in the world. It's going to Netflix soon.
Yeah. He's actually, what is he playing? Madison Square Garden?
Tony Hinchcliffe?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, they sold out arenas, stadiums already. It's crazy. But yeah, so roasting. I love roast battles. They're so funny.
Did you see the clip of the white guy and then like this like kind of like skinny kind of black woman with short hair? And the guy roasts, he goes, "You look like you're the captain now." And it fucking made me laugh so fucking hard. Jesus Christ. It was so good. I'll send it to you guys. I'll find it. But it's so good. "You look like you're the captain now."
Yep.
Oh, man. Love it. But yeah, so I think the favorite for the gold in this is Poland.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, if we're doing like countrywide, you know, roast, Poland is like pretty good on most other countries' negative issues. So I think they have like a lot of like leg to stand on as far as like looking down on other people. So going Poland here.
Interesting choice.
Yeah. Yep. Good job, Poland.
Huh.
Will, number three. Oh, Charles, number three. Sorry.
Yeah. My number three is arm wrestling.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, so many fucking snapped arms. Good. I hate it.
I hate the snapped arm videos. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. But, well, come on. It's the Olympics. That shit's not going to happen. They're going to have, like, some crazy rule, like, where they're like, you can't, like, whip your body into it or something. But, yeah, I think arm wrestling would be cool. Just have some, like, big hoss people. I just want to see big hoss events, really. Just see some slapping big hoss guys just going down there and just I think it's, I think it'd be more interesting than half the shit that's on the Olympics right now. And then who would win this? I mean, like, people like Eastern Bloc Europeans are probably going to win this thing because they're just big hosses. Like, probably someone from, like, Slovenia is going to win this.
The guys you would see in the strongman competitions.
Yeah. Just
Boris Rasputin Fagan.
Yeah. To quote, who is that comedian where he was talking about the strongman competition where it's like their names are just all consonants, where it's just like, from Finland, and you're just like, yeah, that guy, he's fine. I can't remember. It's like some listener knows what I'm talking about. But yeah, arm wrestling would be pretty cool. Just see some big, strong people. There's really nothing else to it. I feel like this is a universal, like, global event. It's better than slap fighting.
No, that shit's fucking dumb.
Yeah. Oh my god. It's not even like, I don't know, I hate it.
Yeah. But yeah. Arm wrestling.
It's solid. Number three. Simple athletic competition.
Mm-hmm. Nothing special to it.
Cool.
Well,
my number three is a little bit different. It's drunk driving.
My God. The U.S. is going to win. We're going to send our best people from Florida. Matt Hardy and Jimmy Uso are two of our top people.
Yeah. Sonny comes out of jail.
Sonny would
get her out of jail. We need her.
So it's a typical event like a regular race. You know, there's cones. You get points deducted if you're hitting the cones. But it also bisects with the cycling event, you know, like a Hot Wheels track. So it adds a level of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's real. There's lawsuit money set aside for any victims. You get, like I said, minus 10 points for every cone you hit, plus 20 points for every cyclist you hit. It's just an event everybody would love to see. Just a guy hammering beers, and they have to drink so many so fast, and then get in the car and make it to McDonald's before the ice cream machine breaks.
I figured the finish line would be like a Taco Bell drive-thru.
same idea.
Just got to make it there. I mean, I guess McDonald's is more international. So.
You find a lot more 24-hour ones. That's why it's usually the final stop for a drunken night.
But yeah, is the U.S. the clear winner in this?
Nope. I'm putting Germany as the top dog here.
Really?
I mean, known for Oktoberfest, known for drinking a lot. You know, we do have more like fucking piece of shit drunks in the U.S., I think, but Germany also has nicer cars, like BMWs, that they're familiar with driving. So they got the edge on not just the drinking, but the automobiles too.
Fair. Fair. I think it's a good pick. Drunk driving. Totally responsible. Can't wait to see that promoted on NBC.
I mean, in the right conditions.
Brought to you by Bud Light. Drink responsibly.
To believe. Perfect.
Yeah, the entertainment value is just too high there. I think that would be great.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. All right, am I up?
Yeah, it's you.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So this is like an event with like basically there's only a loser. So it's kind of a tough thing to kind of put medals on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to see a full on Olympic Ookie Cookie event.
Fucking yuck. Why don't you describe what that is?
So Ookie Cookie, and it has other names too. But basically, it's when everyone jerks off around a cookie, and the last person to jizz on the cookie has to eat the cookie. So it could be a lot of golds and one flat-out loser. So I think...
It's hard to say. So who do you think would lose then?
I don't know.
Wasn't that Supreme Court justice, the more recent one, wasn't he accused of doing this in college?
Did he lose?
The one who said he didn't know what boofed meant. What the fuck was his name?
Did he lose? I just care if he lost. I don't care if he played. I just want to know if he lost. Because if he won, lucky him.
I think he flat out denied it because he was trying to become a Supreme Court justice.
Listen, I never once partook in a game called Ookie Cookie. And that is my official government stance. There's another something about crackers too.
You guys ever played that game?
Me? No. God,
no.
I'd be too afraid.
Yeah.
That's so nerve-wracking.
Yeah, you don't want to be, you don't want to be first, but you definitely don't want to be last, so you gotta...
I figure if you're first, you're mad gay, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Other names of this game is called Soggy Biscuit, Limp Biscuit.
Yep.
Which I believe is what their name is. Landscaper's Lunch. Don't know why that's called that.
Never heard of that one.
Crispy Cookie.
Common in landscaping.
Crispy Cookie?
Yeah. Ookie Cookie, as I know it as. Jizzkit.
Clever.
And I don't know how to say this. Hogo do Pow?
Hogo do
J-O-G-O space
Hugo do Pow?
Yeah.
Ugo.
Hold on. According to this, it says, is a male masturbation game played mostly by teenage groups in which the participants stand around a biscuit masturbating until ejaculating onto it. The last person to do so must eat the biscuit.
Mostly teenagers. Some 50-year-olds still do it.
There's no age limit on it. Very good.
Who's the best at this event, though, Matt? Who do you think?
Lithuania. Lithuania wins.
Lithuania? Every time.
Yeah, they're so fucking horny. The cookie comes out and they just go, lose it. They go, well, I'll take my gold medal and go home. Thank you.
So I don't know the rules that well. What if you miss the cookie? Does it count? Or do you have to just start over?
You got to start over, I guess.
Refractor period? It's got to be real small. Got to jump right back up there.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe, all right, you know what? To make an Olympic event, someone has to ejaculate into basically what they give you, ketchup in a to-go cup from a sub shop, and then they relay race it around a track and pass it off from one person to the other to go dump it on a cookie.
On a spoon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then they put it on a spoon that they have to hold in their mouth, like carrying like an egg, but it's just like someone's sample. And they walk across a treacherous line. And then they got to dump it on a cookie.
Oh, there you go.
The cookie is a big sponsor. It could be Oreo. It could be Chips Ahoy.
Yeah.
I'm sure Fig Newtons would like to get in on this.
No, 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 no. Don't you dare bring Fig Newton down to that level.
That's I'm sorry. It's fruit and cake. My bad. But yeah, it's my number three. Charles, number two.
Yep. My number two, this is where I probably lose y'all, which is a backyard ultra / last man standing ultra. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of these.
Is this where you just run until you die?
This is one of those where you run roughly about a 1 mile loop at a certain time period. You have to be back to the start within like an hour, and then you go again. And if you don't get back to the start line in time, that person's eliminated, and you keep going until there's one person standing, like left running.
So I just complained about people dying in these events.
I know. And
you can perpetuate it.
People have not died in this event. I can tell you that. But yeah, these are becoming more and more popular in the ultra running community. They're called backyard ultras because I think the first one was held in someone's backyard. But yeah, it's every depends on the time limit, hour, 40 minutes, 20 minutes. And yeah, you just do that over and over again until there's one person standing. Because I think it's weird. The Olympics does not actually have a long distance event besides the marathon. Outside of that, they have no cross country running, which is what here's a little history lesson. That's what the steeplechase used to be. Have you ever watched a steeplechase? It's the one with the podiums and then it's got the hurdles and then the one wet hurdle.
Yes. I was trying to find it because I haven't heard that in so long.
I love watching silly the steeplechase. Event. It's such a silly event. But originally, it was an event in Ireland where they ran town to town. And the reason why they have hurdles and a wet water pit was since you're running cross country through fields, you're jumping walls and then also creeks and shit. But now it's just on a track with just some bigger hurdles. But yeah, backyard ultra, last man standing. The U.S. is going to crush this because the U.S. has some of the best ultra runners in the world. And we're just going to absolutely destroy. And I want this event to last all 20 days of the Olympics.
Okay.
Starts the opening ceremony, and then it ends then.
My friends and I used to do something very similar. We called it Iron Man. And it was, we would drink, and then the last person to throw up wins.
There you go. Yeah. Similar idea.
Very similar.
Yeah. But, yeah. Backyard Ultra, Last Man Standing Ultra.
That's good. That's good. My number two.
Can I pause you for a quick sec?
Of course.
Has anyone seen the competitive breakdancing?
Yes. Oh, I meant to bring that up. Hilarious.
This is... Did you see who Australia said put in?
Yes. Yeah.
She's flopping around. She's just undulating on the floor.
What the fuck is going on?
Doesn't she do a windmill-like motion at one point? Flailing her arms around like
if you don't have anyone good, just don't enter the event.
I don't know. I thought breakdancing being entered was it's interesting, but at the same time you're like, I don't know, is this just to try and get people to watch, younger people to watch? But I don't know.
No, I think it's a good it. I think it's a good category, but this is pathetically sad.
Yeah, it's really, it comes off as a Sasha Baron Cohen kind of fucking thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much.
It's this is so bad. This is if one of us were out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, she just looks like a fish, on the dock, drying out, trying to stay alive. And you know how, the dancers, they do that, look. They try to, look mean at you in a posture. When she does that, it just comes off so goofy.
Yeah. She looks like she's she thinks that breakdancers are what the bad boys look like in a Bradley's catalog.
With the coat over their shoulder.
Yeah, just with their spiky hair. Bad boys.
Yep.
All right. Well, number two.
That was a good interruption, though. I'm glad he covered that. My number two is MMA.
This was my number five, but I actually threw in the caper toss earlier today. MMA has been one of the ones I've wanted.
Yeah, that's a good...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have to go back to you know, the early days of the UFC style, where guys would fight in a tournament multiple times per night.
Oh, hell yeah.
You mean the K1 Grand Prix? Where they just...
Oh, is that what it was?
Go through... Yeah, UFC kind of did the same thing, but the K1 Grand Prix, you just got match after match.
Yeah, that's fucking... Even if it's like day after day, that's just so fucking brutal. Like, you get all swollen up the next day. By the finals, neither one of the competitors can see anything.
Yeah.
their nose is flat. But I mean, that's, let's be honest, that's the ultimate sport, right? Hand-to-hand combat.
It's hugely international too. I don't see why this couldn't apply. The Olympics likes to make things very sanitized sports like this, where they could make it viable to do this day after day. So it's doable. I don't know. They make the boxers wear helmets, so they'd probably do the same shit.
Yeah, but that would just be pretty awesome. And UFC is such a multinational sport, or MMA in general, really. The different disciplines of, you know, karate, jujitsu, whatever, or just badass who can fight. You know, I do miss those days. You know, it's kind of become very cultured and, but back when you had just Kimbo Slice, just some guy off the street who used to beat people up in backyards.
I mean, Kimbo Slice showed up in UFC well after the time, but you'd get
way too late.
You go way back in the day with Royce Gracie and Tank Abbott, where they'd be like, Tank Abbott, who's a man who's 300 pounds fighting a taekwondo fighter who's 180? It's like, go at it, guys.
And the man himself, Ken Shamrock, you know, he was he was at the tail end of that still brutal era of UFC.
Yeah. I still see random bullshit like this show up on Reddit, where it's like, it's another European country where they're just hosting these people, and it's like one guy fighting two women, or
600 pound guy versus six women.
Bullshit. They're hilarious videos, because sometimes people do just get rocked, absolutely rocked. But yeah, I would be in full support of MMA in this.
Would it be drug testing?
I want those.
That would make it so much better. But
I want those juicy fighters. I miss. I stopped watching after they really got the juicing out of there, because I loved watching, as Joe Rogan coined the term, Alistair Overeem as Uberim, where he just came in juiced to the gills and beat the shit out of Brock Lesnar. Oh man, yeah. I don't think I've ever climaxed as much as watching that fight.
Just hit him in the belly, right?
Onto a
kicked
cookie.
Him right in the belly. Oh my god. I dislike Brock Lesnar, to be fully honest. I don't like him. So the minute he came into MMA, I was like, I can't wait to watch this guy lose, and it took a very long time. So yeah.
Well, that's a good one though. That is a legit good one.
Who would win?
I had Russia.
Really?
I don't know that much about
you. They just enter a bear.
I was gonna say it's gonna be the U.S. or it's gonna be Brazil, because U.S. Can wrestle fuck people into the ground, and then Brazil is all—it's all their jujitsu bullshit. So
just don't play along and you'll win. I'm convinced. Yeah. I'm convinced after seeing those videos.
Yep.
Come on,
get in my guard. Get in there. Get between my legs.
Nope, just smacking their hands away every 2 seconds, and they're getting so mad. Nope. This is one video that guy is doing that, and his opponent just lays on his back, so he just doesn't engage.
He just stands there. I saw that.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I pick Russia because I feel like those guys are willing to fight to the death.
Of course.
Just for no reason.
Old school rules? Yeah, probably. It's going to be in there.
I mean, way back in the day, in probably when we were in high school, didn't they have a Russian versus a Ukrainian in a death match?
Oh, well, I have to go find it on Google and watch this.
Old internet stuff, but I'm
pretty sure. What is that? The internet was fun.
Was that Mirko Krokop just kicking someone's fucking head off?
Something like that.
Actually, what was Mirko Krokop? He's a former... I forgot, Mirko Krokop used to be a Croatian part of the parliament in Croatia.
Yeah.
What an absolute monster. Fedor was the Russian. Him and his brother. Fucking crazy, too. Anyways.
Yeah, so that's my number two.
Matt,
who's up?
Your number two.
You.
All right.
Name number two.
Oh, here's one I just want to see because I just would like it, and I want this to happen. I want this to happen at both summer and the Winter Olympics.
And winter.
Yeah, I want it to happen every chance, and I want every country has to participate. This is the Howard the Duck cosplay event.
What?
Okay.
I want this. I almost made this my number one.
What? Is this a thing that actually happened?
I don't know. I don't care. This is just what I want to see. I want to see every country put up their best Howard the Duck cosplay. I want the whole event. I want the costuming. I want the acting. I want the commitment to character. That's it. That's what I want. And my number two, Howard the Duck cosplay, Olympic event. And hey, I would love this.
Who do you think's getting it?
I don't know. I just picked France.
France.
Something about a French Howard the Duck. As
instead of the trilby hat, he has what is it called?
A beret.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be on board for that. I'd be on board for adapting Howard the Duck to your country's own cultural, garb.
You know what? If this was an event, it probably would be one of the most watched events.
It'd be the best one. It'd be the best one. People would be like, who's Howard the Duck? But like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Look at him waddle around.
Yeah. Look at the duck ass. I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah.
We all know. Listen, there's nothing more that needs to be said. This is the winning event. And the only reason I didn't make my number one, because I really want my number one in like reality, but in fake reality, if I would very much be on board with this. Howard the Duck cosplay, an Olympic event, every Olympics, every single one in the qualifiers. That's it. Someone gets born and they're genetically the size of Howard the Duck. They're like, this person needs to represent our country in the Howard the Duck event.
So you want like the Chinese camps of kids all training their whole lives?
Yeah, and then you pluck out the best one. They discard
the ones who can't do it.
What good are they? They're not. Send them up the mountain.
While the U.S. sends actually Seth Green to be ours, so we have the voice down.
Maybe, or whoever voiced him in the original.
I don't even know.
I don't either, but it was crazy. That's it. Charles, number one.
My number one. This is one that I was in the Olympics back in the early 1900s, and I want it again. I want the tug of war.
That's a good one. That's a great one.
Yeah. I want this back because I feel like that's one of those events. Again, another big Haas event. Just send our biggest guys. You can have multi-sport athletes in this. But yeah, just country versus country. This is straight up who's the strongest at this point. And my pick for strongest, I tried to think about it, but like, because I wasn't sure and I didn't feel like looking it up if American Samoa was a country, was like, I don't know if they compete under the US or a different thing. But so I just went past that and did New Zealand. I picked New Zealand because they're frightening warriors and they're badasses. So
New Zealanders?
Yeah, man. The Maori warrior people?
I don't
know
anything about them.
They are their women's rugby team. What did they win gold this year?
I don't know. Anything rugby, I defer to Will.
Yeah.
Yes. I am your local rugby expert.
Yes, you are the local. Yeah. But yeah, I think they won women's rugby, won gold. And they did. Yep. They defeated Canada. And they did the haka dance afterwards.
That's cool as fuck.
That's sick as fuck. So yeah, I imagine New Zealand would just show up in their all blacks jerseys and just win the tug of war handedly.
Such a cool team name too.
Oh my God. The last time I was in New Zealand was when the All Blacks were playing in Wellington, and it was crazy to walk around. I wish I knew that beforehand because I would have bought tickets. But yeah. Does American Samoa compete in the Olympics?
Yeah, they sent two people this year. No medals.
Under the American Samoa, though.
I think they fly their own flag.
Cool.
Yeah, because it says that they started the first time at the Winter Olympics in 94.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah, that's like my other pick. You know, they would send who? Roman Reigns, The Rock.
Samoa Joe.
Solo Sikoa, Samoa Joe.
Jacob I want Fatu. Samoa Joe on my tug-of-war team for sure. Yeah.
Jacob Fatu. It's just going to be the bloodline. Except for Jimmy J. And what's the real small one? Who they were trying to make? Oh, Tama Tonga.
There's too many now. Him. I can't keep
Tama, yeah.
Tua Tagaloa.
Hikaleo Jr. you can just start making this shit up. But yeah, that'd be my pick. Also, y'all watch SummerSlam. Sami Zayn
could be on the team.
Sami Zayn, official, a member of the Bloodline. Did y'all watch SummerSlam?
I did.
Or at least clips?
I watched clips.
It was whelming.
Was Roman Reigns' return kind of like meh?
I mean, he got the pop you would expect, but it seemed like it was a foregone conclusion, so.
I feel like he showed up in like the time both people were down, and then he showed up. I was like, I figured he would have interrupted Solo, but whatever. But yeah, that, and then they hurt Jacob Fatu, and now I'm not excited anymore. So
it's a work, like, Charles.
Shut up. I'm being worked. Let it happen.
Let me be worked.
I'm ready for you. Name someone a something werewolf. I'm usually in. So, and the fact that he is a psychopath, I'm in. But yeah, tug of war, New Zealand, great. American Samoa.
That's lovely. A great pick.
Big Hoss picks the whole way through. There you go. Will, you're number one.
It's a great pick, but not as good as my number one, which is Rock and Jock Basketball.
This one's great. Yeah?
Yes, yep. It is great. You're right.
I totally forgot these things existed.
I'm looking at a 4v4, you know, to keep the action, you know, going. Yep. You got two basketball players, two celebrities on each team from their countries. You got the three nets stacked up high, as is tradition, where the top one's like, I forget what it was, like 15 points. And then if it goes through all three, it's like super crazy. And but yeah, this used to be one of my favorite things to watch. And like, I don't know if it was spring break or summer break on MTV. They did it every year, watching Nelly go out there with his Band-Aid on and fucking ball out. It was the shit. And I got a quick example here. Imagine you got LeBron James and Steph Curry, and then
they partnered Cortez. Up with
the Rock and Taylor Swift, and they're, you know, going head to head with South Korea, where you got a team of Achu and Excuse Me playing with celebrities, Psy and of Gangnam Style, and one of the twinks from BTS, the K-pop band.
Yep.
That's nothing but entertainment.
Yeah. I'd be into this. I would. I forgot. We need this back in general. The Rock and Jock stuff.
I have no idea why MTV stopped doing it. Everybody I know loves it. Loved it back then. Would love to see it again.
It's because they only want to show the challenge. Something like that and Catfish.
Oh, yeah. That seems like that's all. And that ridiculousness ridiculous, is on 23 hours a day, and then Catfish is on for
that's it.
Yeah, Rock and Chalk. What a time to grow up.
This? Are we winning this?
This is abso-fucking-lutely the United States of America.
Yeah.
Sick. USA. USA.
We have so many celebrities that you're going to find some that know how to handle the Rock. No pun intended.
Give me the Rock.
Matt.
My number one.
You're number one, man.
I just like this. I watch it a lot. And I love a good competition around it. And I want to see Olympic cooking.
Ooh. Mm.
I took this off my list right before the show.
Yep. I would watch this indefinitely.
Is Gordon Ramsay hosting this?
I mean, probably. Unless he's participating, representing the UK.
All this bastard. We gave him so much more fame.
You know, I never even thought about that. Is he not big in the UK as he is in the US?
He probably
he's
is.
He's got to be.
I don't know. I mean, there's no reason I would know, but.
Yeah. They latch on to all their celebrities over there.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, man, give me Olympic cooking. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you judge it. I'll judge it. You know what? I'll judge it.
It should be an app. You vote in. You know, which one do you want to see?
No, but you can't because you can't. You got to taste it. Mm. People need to taste. Well, you know, that doesn't matter. You know why? Because the judging is the exact same as any other event, especially like gymnastics or something, right? Where they have like a panel.
Right.
Yeah. Because I was thinking about this, like, well, you know, what if someone likes spicy food and the other one doesn't? It's just like, it's the same thing as like, what if somebody likes cartwheels and the other person doesn't?
There was a problem with the gymnastics competition where the trainers were tasting the athletes.
Hey.
Jeez.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
He's in jail, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Good.
He got taken down. But this is a great fucking pick. Like I said, I was thinking about it myself. The approach is a little tricky, but you can get there.
You could figure it out.
I can sit on the couch and watch the barbecue showdown on Netflix, and me and my wife go, no, that's not good. That's not a good smoke ring on that one. Like, I've never fucking cooked a brisket in my life, but I'll tell this guy.
That looks like dog shit. Yeah, I have, you know, I got, I don't know why, but I have Japan being a favorite in this.
Interesting.
I just feel like they approach food with such respect.
It's bow to every dish.
Yeah. Every time it's the dish is presented, though, it's only from behind a wall, so it just appears through a curtain. So it's just not to take away from. Have you heard of those cafes?
No.
Those are real places in Japan where you don't see the server or anything. The food just appears like on your table from behind a curtain.
Out of a glory hole.
You know what? That sadly is probably also a thing where you just put your mouth up to a hole.
Oh,
it's on the dessert menu.
I don't want to put my mouth up to any hole.
They bring out first a little dish comes out with a small cookie on it, and the hands retract, and then out comes a phallus.
Yeah, out comes a glaze. Glaze your cookie.
There you go.
Speaking of Howard cookie, the Duck gobbles it up.
Would baking be part of the cooking competition? Or is that going to be a whole? Or is cooking the summer sport and baking is the winter sport?
I like that. I like
that. There you
go. Yeah. That's a good call.
Man, I wish I want to go. I want to. Cause I've been on a. I want to cook ramen, like a homemade from scratch ramen. That's what I've been on lately. Watching a lot of videos. I don't know.
Cut
I don't
up
know
some
where.
Slim Jims. Throw it in there.
Yeah, a couple Slim Jims. An American ramen. But yeah, cooking number one, man. Let me see it. I want to see Japan. Actually. I want to see the U.S. I want to see Mexico. I want to see India.
Isn't France regarded as the best cooks in the world?
Fuck France. Chips. I've had French food. It's fucking dog shit.
I wouldn't know because all the French restaurants near me are outrageously expensive.
I don't get it. I've had like high-end French food, and I just don't. It doesn't do it for me. It just doesn't. I think it's just like some overlap from people that like romanticize France in general. Yeah. Fuck that place.
Which actually isn't there like Paris syndrome or something?
Yeah,
it's Paris
syndrome from it affects Japanese people pretty aggressively.
What a wild thing. That's our list.
Those are our lists.
Fun butts.
Let's see them.
If you want to submit your list for this, go to top5ofdeaths.com, join the Discord. Also, if you haven't yet, like and rate us on whatever podcasting you're doing. Leave us a review. Give us 5 stars. You can say whatever the hell you want after that.
First Top up, 5 of Death still goes to top5ofdeath.com, still goes to the Discord.
If you join the Discord and you don't want to get notifications on anything all the time, contact us and we'll tell you how to set up your Discord app.
There you go.
All right. First up, we have K-Funk. He says the IOC would need to add an extra week that would be pay-per-view only. So his number five, poll sitting, men have one event and women have two events. He says Great Britain wins most medals. Number four, competitive eating and vomiting. These are multiple events. The U.S. wins. Number three, serial killing. Just one event takes place all week throughout the host city. Highest body count wins. Get caught and they're eliminated. China wins, apparently. Russia is usually a close silver. Number two, pissing and shitting. Multiple events. He says Australia always wins. And number one, fucking. Multiple events. He says the French win the most medals. Next up, we have Mitch Mint, fresher to the Fun Butts. Number five, pizza dough tossing.
All right.
Number four, busting a nut the farthest. three, knife throwing / dodging. Two, competitive eating, justice for Joey Chestnut. And number one, bare knuckle boxing.
Oof.
Have y'all ever seen any of the bare knuckle fighting championship? It is rough to watch people just get straight up hit in the face. Bare knuckle. Next up, we have Sigafy. Sigafy? C-I-G-F-Y? First, breakdancing, already an event, some European country. Number four, flip Charles cup.
Robot?
Oh, no.
You've gone.
My back?
Will, is he robot to you? Will, you're not even making noise. No, now you're muted. Charles, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You sound like shit, though.
Who does?
You.
You.
I sound like shit?
Yep.
Huh?
I think Riverside is fucking up.
Either way, I can hear Will.
We'll power can hear
Will. Will and Charles, you hear each other just fine?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, it's just me.
Yeah, we're just going to power through. Next, what does he have? Number three, lawnmower racing gives the USA winning. Number two, slip and slide, Jamaica. And number one, he has endurance, which he says multiple events, flashbang, pepper spray, and bear mace, tasers.
Oh.
Japan. I don't know what this
so
is.
So I almost put this on my list as like jackass events. I think that's kind of what he's
in. Okay. I'd be into that. Next up, we have Edonculus. Number five, 100-yard dash with Legos on the ground. He has apparently the continent of Africa winning.
you dumbass.
Number four, sexual moaning. This is a men's only event. He has Japan. Three, wet towel whipping, France. Two, biggest poop, USA. And number one, chugging gravy, USA. Ian Frederick specifically.
He's done that.
Okay. Next up, we have CJ Doubleday. Number five, drinking. He has Ireland winning. Four, how long can you get your cigarette ash while sitting at a casino? He has China winning. Three, House of Pizza asking, do you want that toasted within a 5-minute span? Greece. Two, how long to go without deodorant? France. And number one, wiffle ball. USA. I'm surprised pickleball is actually not an event yet. Next up, we have Gray. He has thumb wrestling. Four, log rolling. Three, parkour. Two, the knife game. Rush is winning that. And number one, arm wrestling. We have Brian Davis. Number five, beatboxing. Four, breath holding. Three, burping. Two, paper, rock, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors.
Who says it like that?
Yeah.
Fucking irritating.
And number one, driving on an interstate during rush hour. And lastly, we have Ryan Brown. Number five, Red Rover. That would be sick. Four, wheelbarrow racing. Three, caber tossing, my man. Two, go-kart. And number one, penis vulva puppetry. Australia's winning that. Come on.
He's piqued my interest there.
Yes. And that's our fun butt lists.
Good shit.
Yeah. Do I have to close the episode out? Matt's giving us the
actual recording is higher quality
than it is. So yeah, we'll figure it out. I'm assuming it's the way Riverside records locally and then posts it. So
interesting. All right. Well, I won't say too much because I don't know how I sound or if it's good at all to the end result. But all right, so we're done. So I guess I'll just say, smell you later.